Welcome to the podcast of Reverend Daniel Agbesi. Reverend Daniel Agbesi is the founder and head pastor of Peacekeepers Assembly International, located at Kwabena, adjacent to the community hospital. Reverend Daniel preaches on righteousness, faithfulness, godliness, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. He is the epitome of a virtuous man. Now, let's listen to Reverend Daniel.
Lift up your two hands. The Lord is in his holy sanctuary. Let the earth be silent before him. You want to observe 10 seconds of silence. Think about his greatness. Think about how he took you throughout this year till now. Think about moments where shame was staring at you in the face, but how God came through for you. Think about how moments where you thought you couldn't pay your rent, moments where you saw failure, but some way, somehow, God came through for you. And in your thinking, worship him. Give him all the praise and adoration he deserves. If it had not been for God on our side, go ahead from the depth of your heart, the meditation of your heart. Give him the worship. Don't be distracted. Give him the worship. Remember that moment where you thought it was over, when you broke down and wept, but his loving arm came around you. Say, Father, I thank you and worship you. I adore you tonight. We lift up worship to you who is the King of Kings. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for coming through for us. Thank you for changing our stories. Thank you for the many things you are about to do. In Jesus' mighty name, why don't you clap your hands? Hey, this your hand clap needs top up. And if you can add a shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory in the house. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You don't know God. If you know God, your shout would have been the loudest. Because anytime we come into moments like this, like moments where the year is coming to an end, God usually saves the best for the last. In John chapter 2, Jesus was in Cana in Galilee at a wedding. A wedding where the wine got finished. The mother of Jesus came to him and said, Son, it looks like shame is about to befall the new couple. They knew the number of people who come for the ceremony, but their wine is finished. You have to intervene. So Jesus made them fetch water into 6 pots, and they fetched the water. He said, fetch it and give it to the MC. So in John chapter 2, verse 10, John chapter 2, verse 10, I want to show you something. And for you to know that the best is yet to come. The one who shouted amen will testify. The best is yet to come. The MC said, every man at the beginning set out the good wine. It is like entering into a fresh relationship. You say the nicest of things. You do the nicest of things. He said that's what men do. At the beginning of everything, they set out the best of wine or the good wine. And when the guests have drunk, have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now. That is God. Anytime he intervenes, he keeps the best for the last. I don't know about you, but something good, something better, something, oh my God, something extraordinary is about to come your way in this season. When you shout in, the grace is coming up for you tonight. Hallelujah. You know, when the efforts of man is coming to an end, then God starts. Are you hearing me? They have seen breakthroughs in this year, but I sense in my spirit that your breakthrough will be the loudest. I say your testimony will be the loudest. Your turnaround will be the loudest. The best is yet to be given to you. Can you shout amen, amen, amen? Clap your hands, resume your seat tonight. Hallelujah, amen in the highest. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 9 to 18. I want to talk to you on the theme, oil for newness. Amen. Bible said, so Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now, Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head. It is my prayer tonight that the Lord will remember you. I don't know about you, but I feel God is about to remember somebody. Your prayers will be answered in this season. God is going to give you a turnaround like never before. Shame will be rolled away out of your life. If your amen is loud, may the Lord visit you tonight. And it happened. I like that one. And it happened as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli watched her mouth. Now, Hannah spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, how long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you. But Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman. That means that drinking alcohol before coming to church to blow fuse, it means that you are wicked. Can I continue reading? Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken unto now. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition. It is my prayer for you today that the Lord will grant your petition. May the Lord answer your prayer. May the Lord grant your heart desires in the name of Jesus. Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. The oil for newness. Praise be to God. There is an interesting phenomenon of life which demands that new ways, new strategies, new methodologies will be used to tackle lives and its situations. It is such that you cannot use an old style to try to solve a new challenge of life. Even in modern romantic relationship, you cannot use 1992 style to try to get the attention of a 21st century lady. You are looking at me. You cannot use an old style of getting a woman's attention to get attention in today. Because before she wakes up from bed, her WhatsApp is running into 1,000. When she visits Instagram, the pressure on Instagram is competing for her attention. Once she enters on Facebook, she even forgets her name. Because there are some people, their name on Facebook is not what you know in JSS. The way they spell the Ethia is not how you know it. I'm not talking to the right people. Are you hearing me? The things that are competing with the attention are a lot. You must do more to catch their attention. You cannot use 1992 vibe. So, where are you? Why is it that when I call you, you don't pick my call? Where were you when I was calling you? Brother, when you keep doing that, you lose the lady. Because somebody, after she picks the person's call, he said, thank you for a noble person like you considering me to pick my call. Because the number of things competing for attention, brother, you have no idea. You have no idea. 1992 ways is when you walk with a lady, walk to Domi, go to La Paz, talking nonsense. This generation is not like that. Standing at junctions of road, holding flowers, and you are talking. It is no longer like that. To get the attention, you must send an airtime. Because Snapchat, she must go on Snapchat. I'm not talking to the right people, man. The new ways of overcoming today's challenges is what you must deploy to get the attention. And for you, the lady, the things that are competing with the attention of men is a lot. Because by the time they go to the search engine on Instagram, Big Mama is waiting for them. So you don't have to look good when you are stepping out alone. Because when you want to go and buy tomatoes, the way you look, as if you are going to mourn the dead, you must change your looks. Hello? 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 Amen? You must know that you cannot use the old style to achieve or overcome today's challenges. In the art of warfare, you can be very skilled in using bow and arrow. No matter how well you sharpen your arrow, you cannot win today's 21st century warfare. Because somebody will sit in his room or her room, and by the click of a device, weapons you cannot see can kill you. Missiles will fly everywhere. Are you there with me? Say, as for me, I am a sharpshooter. It is in the old days. Even in medical science, for instance, you cannot try to use chloroquine to cure malaria. You say, Pastor, as for me, I have faith. It has nothing to do with faith. He said, once I pray, I use chloroquine, malaria will kill you. Because the malaria parasite today, they are resistant to chloroquine. If you use malaria drug today, you must use anything that contains artemether lumefantrine. Yeah. Amen. Even chloroquine cannot destroy malaria parasites. The God you and I serve does not use old ways to bring you miracles. Hear me? No matter how things are difficult in your life, God always has new remedies. Hear me? God is about to show you something new you have never seen before. I prophesy by the hand of the Lord, may your season be turned into newness. May the Lord bring new things into your life. May the Lord show you new things into your life. Before this year will be over, may you receive new stories, new songs, new breakthroughs, new testimonies in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands and shout amen like thunder in the house. Hallelujah. It does not matter what God has done for your friend. Yours will be in a different style. Thank God for what God has done for your neighbor. But God is about to surprise you in this season. I see a miracle that no eye has seen before, no ear has heard about. God is bringing it into your life. Receive that capacity. The Bible says, forget the former things. Do not remember the things of old. But
tonight the Lord, I do a new thing. I prophesy new things into your life. The Lord is raising a new standard. It is the standard of newness. Receive new appointments. Receive new contracts. Receive new destiny helpers. Receive new anointing in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says the hand of the Lord is not too short that it cannot save you. He said the hand of the Lord is stretched out. Who will turn it back? I see the hand of newness that will be stretched into your life. All your life, things will become new. I prophesy before 2023. May your bank account change. I said may your story change. May the Lord give you new news, new testimonies. Clap your hands. Shout amen like thunder in the house. Come on, shout amen like you are a believer in the house. Hallelujah. New things. Shout new things. Come on, shout new things.
It may be that your enemies are flitting you off. That is what they know to do. You know, when your enemies speak and they talk about your past. They talk about the things they know in your past. They cannot gossip about your future, because the one who determines your future is not your enemies, but it is God. I feel in my spirit. I feel in my spirit. A new song is about to proceed out of your mouth. I feel in my spirit that God is about to visit you with a new level. Oh my God. I feel the anointing in the house. There is a new release of fresh money, of destiny helpers, of promotion, of contract. When you clap your hands, when you shout, grace will look at you. I said the grace of God will look at you. Shout amen, amen, amen. Tonight I see the old living your life. The old lifestyle is living your life. People know that you only rise and you fall. But I came to let you know that the path of the righteous is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Who is ready for the new? Receive the anointing for new. Receive the oil of new. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands in God's word. When the oil of newness come into your life, people begin to ask, is she the one? She looks like, this lady looks like her. Is he the one? I remember when the man that was at the gate of beautiful was healed and he was dancing in church. They were asking, is he the one who asked us money at the gates? Some say he's not the one. Some other people say he's the one. You see, when God gives you something new, it does not look like the old. It changes you. It changes you so much that nothing about your new life can be connected to your old life. Put your right hand on your head. I prophesy the release of the anointing of God that gives newness. Receive that oil. Receive that oil. Receive that oil. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands to the word of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if I shared this story with you. I remember some time ago, a man of God called me. I went to preach in a church, and I prophesied to a particular lady about how wonderful God is going to give her a beautiful marriage. And the man of God called me, and he said, man of God, the lady has given me an invitation card for you. But I said, I'll not be able to come. And according to him, the marriage was beautiful. And the man of God said that this particular lady who got married there, he said, these were his words. He said, the way the guys use her for ball in the church, they use the lady for what? Ball. Bo. Ba. Bo. Ba. Bo. And the guy that this lady got married to, when the guy came into her life, the first thing the guy said was that, I don't want to know anything about your past. He said, make sure you don't mention to me anything from your past. Number two, don't let anyone come in between us to mention anything about your past. That suggests to me, ladies and gentlemen, that God gave that lady the season of newness. Listen, The guys who play use her for ball, before their presence, God under the lady. Listen, I said to the pastor, God has under the lady in that church. It means that the word of God is true. He said he set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I don't know who has played you poke back, but I see in the season of newness that God is about to honor you. I said God is about to honor you. I said God is about to honor you. Clap your hands, give the Lord praise in the house tonight. Hallelujah. So in the scripture we read, mention is made of a lady called Hannah. And the story of Hannah in that scripture is so peculiar, is so strange, is so unusual. And the interesting thing is that though her situation is not common to man, even that situation, God changed it. Which tells me, ladies and gentlemen, that it does not matter what you are going through. It may be that what you are going through has never happened in life before, but I came to let you know that that situation will change. Not tomorrow, but tonight. Oh, I said not tomorrow, but tonight. That situation will change. Oh, it will change. It will totally change in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible spoke about Hannah and said, Hannah was barren. She got married to a man called Elkanah. And Hannah was barren. And she was barren not because Satan attacked her. She was barren not because she committed abortions. She was barren not because she committed sin. But the Bible said God himself made Hannah barren. That is why you must be careful how you laugh at the situations of some people. Are you hearing me? You must be careful how you conclude on the situation of some people. The Bible said God, not Satan, God made Hannah barren. As if that was not all, the husband who always say, I love you like Hamatan Popo, I'll swim in hot water for you, as though he was lifting. Said, the way I love you, I can swim in hot water for you. Uncle Lipton. Every day, every morning, he said, I love you, Hannah. Oh, I'll never leave you. Before long, when Hannah was not hearing the cry of a baby, the man moved on. Which stands to reason that no matter how a man or woman says they love you, it has an end. The love of man has limits. There are certain people in your life, they are only in your life because of what they are benefiting from you. The day you don't give them anything anymore, they'll move on. Elkanah has certain expectations, and the expectations were not fulfilled. So, ladies and gentlemen, he moved on. He married another woman called Penina. Despite his everyday mantra, I love you like Hamatan Popo, he still moved on anyway. I want to tell you that men and women may move on, but our God will never move on. Our God will stick and stay with you through the pit, through the pain, through the fire, through the waters. God will stick and stay with you. And as God is with you, I don't know, but your story is about to change in this year. Come on, shout another amen. When men are tired, sometimes they have certain expectations that by now you should get to a certain level. By now, you should have some money. Hello? By now, you should make some things happen. When it is not happening, sometimes they are with you, but in their heart, sister, they have left. They have moved on long time. Elkanah moved on, got married to Penina. Penina, one touch, she's giving birth. Another touch. So it was clear that the problem was not Hannah. But the problem was not Elkanah, but the problem was who? Open secret. Because after getting married to Penina, she's giving birth. Why is it that you, when they are touching you, nothing is being touched? Open secret. And on top of that, the Bible said Penina mocked at Hannah. She teases Hannah. Oh my God. There are certain people, because of what you have going through, They have changed their names on WhatsApp. Huh? She taunts Hannah every day you go to church. Instead of you to give our husband's tithes, you are going to church. Instead of you to eat good meal and be pregnant, every day you are saying, Shokotolobobo kapranololos. When Hannah wants to watch football, that is when Penina will be calling all her children. For calling them sick. Sawa, Gabriel, answer. When they come, Mama, we are here. So I just feel like calling. It's good to give birth. Go back and go and sit down. So the thing will pin Hannah into the bones. When Hannah cried, Penina felt special. Do you know sometimes the things that cause you to cry, it makes some people happy. The things that make you bow your head in shame, that somebody are jubilating, that, hey, Chela, we said it, that he will not amount to anything. This, Jesus say, it's nothing. They are happy because of your predicament. But the Lord sent me to tell you that he's about to put shame on your enemies. I said, the Lord says he's about to seize your tears. Oh, I don't know who is here with faith in your heart, but your tears shall be no more tonight. You will not cry again after tonight. You will not cry again after tonight. You will not cry again after tonight. Shout amen like thunder. I don't know about you, but God is about to wipe away your tears. I feel in my spirit that someone who used to cry, you will not cry anymore. I don't know who has used your situation as a reference to laugh at you, but God is about to take that situation away. The psalmist said, oh Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many they be we say of my soul, there is no help for me in God. But thou, oh Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I see in this season, God is about to lift your head. I said, God is about to lift your head. Then he said, I'll lift up my head unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. He said, you will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keeps you shall not slumber. Because he that keepeth you shall not slumber nor sleep. I pray for you in this season, because your God is not asleep. Because your God is not dead. He is going to do new things in your life. He will change your name. He will give you a new story. He will give you a new testimony. Clap your hands and shout amen. Hannah cried. How many of you have cried this year? Give me a wave. Oh, I have cried. We have some angels among us. They don't cry. Thank God for your life. Thank God for the angels we have. But when you cry a little. Like Hannah, do you know what you do? You don't remain at your state of weeping. You get up and shake off the dust. Sister, shake off the dust. Are you on your finest of dress? Wear the high heel. Square your shoulder. Pull to. And give a catwalk. Because better days are coming. Listen, better days are coming. I said, better days are coming. Better days are coming. Praise be to God. She cried a little, but she shook off the dust. She went back into the temple and prayed. I don't know about you, but as long as you are praying, God is touching your situations. She prayed, and the Bible said when she was praying one day, her pastor called Eli was watching her mouth when she was praying. Eli realized that words were not coming out, but their lips were moving. Do you know how many people are observing you? Some people have taken your life as a case study. They are watching you. The Bible said Eli was observing her. This woman keeps coming to church. She sits at this very place. And when she's there, she makes a man. You don't hear anything. I suspect that she is drunk. Usually people who observe you, they always get it wrong. they behave as though they know what is happening in your life. Some of them made themselves judges. Hello? They want to predict the outcome of your life. But hear me, no pastor under the sun knows what God is going to make out of your life. But the Bible says we know in part and we prophesy in part. Nobody knows it all. But one thing I know is that better is the end of the matter than the beginning. That your days that are coming are better than the days that are past. Shout yes! Eli observed. Then Eli walked to her. She was thinking that Eli had some prophetic word for her life. Eli walked to her and said, woman. Say, yes, pastor. He said, how long will you keep drinking? Put away your wine. If it was this 21st century that a pastor who doesn't like himself went to tell a church member, put aside your wine, when the church member has not drank anything in the past 5 years. Straight WhatsApp, Facebook. The pastors that have come of late who don't hear from God, they judge us anyhow. If really you hear from God, you will know that for the five years ago was the last time I took up you. You are judging me for things that I have done 5 years ago. Judgmental pastors. But she didn't do it that way. She has determined in her heart that she will leave church with a breakthrough. Can I tell you something? Sometimes when you come to church, someone you are sitting with in church can block your breakthrough. Are you hearing me? The pastor that has come that day can even be the reason why you not receive your breakthrough. So you must be determined in your head that until God releases word for your life, you are not leaving church. Make sure that no man stands between you and what God has for your life. The pastor said, when will you put away your wine? And the Bible said, she looked at the pastor and said, pastor, not so. Bishop, hey, not so. Tell somebody, not so. Tell the person, not so, not so, not so. Tell the person, I'm not lazy, not so. I'm not a foolish woman, say not so. Tell the person, I'm not lazy at all, not so. She said, that bishop, if you see me praying in church, I am pouring my soul. I am pouring my anguish, my pain before the Lord. Something, pastor, you are not hearing my voice, but I am pouring my heart, my grief to the King of Kings. Then the Bible says, Bishop Eli spoke to her and said, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant you your petition. And the Bible said the woman left church that day and her countenance was no longer sad. In her prayer, she spoke to God and said, God, you are in need of a male child. You are in need of a prophet. I am in need of a male child. Let's enter into a covenant. I'm making you a vow. When you give me a male child, I'll give you a prophet. And when the prophet came, Eli came, said, may God grant you your request. She left that day and her countenance was no longer sad. Can I tell you a secret? Anytime you come to church and you receive a word that blesses you, hold on to that word as though it has already happened. What did I say? Hold on to that word as though it has already happened. When the word tells you you are healed and you are believing God for healing, don't close from church and begin to talk your sickness. You believe in your sickness more than the word of healing. Is somebody hearing me at all? Is somebody hearing me at all? Take us to verse 17. Verse 17 and verse 18. Quickly. Quickly. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him. Verse 18. And she said, let your maidservant find favor in your sight. So the woman went away and did what? Ate. She was not eating. She was not eating. She was fasting. She was so happy. But the Bible said, and her face was no longer. And her face was no longer what? You came here with your head bowed. But after an encounter with the word of God, you must live here rejoicing. You must live here celebrating. You must live here dancing to the reality of God's word. That is how it comes to pass. Say amen. Amen. So you don't close church and you talk your problems as though God never spoke to you. Are you there with me? You must believe the reality of God's word. So Hannah, listen. The Bible said God made her barren. She was able to change the mind of God. God made her barren for whatever reason. But Hannah changed the mind of God. How did she change the mind of God? After, when you continue reading, you know that Hannah gave birth to a male child and he called him Samuel and gave her back to God. How did she change the mind of God? Three things. Number one, shout prayer. Shout prayer. Prayer is what gives you access to the secret place of God. Amen. Listen, the reason nobody can figure out God and explain God is that God is a man of many secrets. Hello? The day Pepsi Cola will know the secret ingredient that Coca-Cola uses for their drink, they'll take the business out of the hands of Coca-Cola. Hello? The reason Coca-Cola is Coca-Cola is because of what? Secret ingredients. Pepsi Cola look closely and taste closely like Coca-Cola, but they are not the same. The day somebody in Coca-Cola will give out the secret ingredient, the company will collapse. Because I know people at Agbogbloshi, they do Coca-Cola in Agbogbloshi. The company will collapse straight. It will collapse. Amen? Amen. Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. For you to change the mind of God and move the hand of God is where you know how to access the secret place. And the access to the secret place is called prayer. Shout prayer. Come on, shout prayer. If you know how to access, the Bible said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Not people who are Christians, but people who know how to access the secret place of God. Can I continue? Are you here? The Bible said, but you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is where? In the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you what? Openly. Give the Lord a clap of hands. The pregnancy of Hannah. She had 6 more children after Samuel, making 7. That open reward was as a result of a secret encounter. You are not here. Are you there with me? That open reward, when you come here, you are praying, you are clapping your hands. Your friends don't see it. Your family members don't see it. Your neighbors, people you live around, they don't see it. But it is a secret encounter that God looks upon and grants you what? An open reward. That is why I can look at you and tell you that you are going to drive the best 4x4 that has ever come in your family. Because that is an open reward. God is about to bless you like never before. We will come to your family house. We will dedicate your babies. We will come to your family house to put you together as husband and wife. We will come to your house and dedicate a new house. Clap your hands to the word of the Lord and shout amen like thunder. Come on, shout amen like thunder. Come on, shout amen like thunder. Hallelujah. Are you there? The God who sees where? In secret will reward you what? Amen. I see an open reward coming to you. I see an open reward coming to you. I see an open reward coming to you.
You come here to pray secretly, but the reward that is coming is not going to be secret. It shall be an open reward. Receive that testimony. Receive that breakthrough. Shout amen, amen, amen.
Clap your hands. When Hannah was at the altar praying, people were not there. Hello? But her pregnancy was not a secret one. Thank God we have a pregnant woman among us. Oyo, please come. Oyo, please come. Oyo, please come. Amen. I want to use it for illustration. Is that okay? No matter how she covers this pregnancy, it cannot cover. Don't ask me what she has done. Are you there with me? You come here to pray secretly, but your reward will be visible for everybody to see. Are you hearing me? When she was praying to God for the fruit of the womb, you were not there. But this is the answer to her prayer. Maybe right now, you can see the Lord bless you. Maybe right now, your ring finger is empty. But next year by this time, I prophesy, next year by this time, there shall be a ring, an honorable ring on our finger. Shout yes! When we talk about key, you don't have any key. You don't have key to anywhere. You don't lock your parlor, your box, why? Nothing is in it. You don't have key to your main door. Do you know why? Training. Nothing is in the house. If you lock it and that key gets you, you worry your own self. Many times when you sleep, you even forget to lock your main door. But keys, you have it. 7 weeks from today, 4 weeks from today, 2 weeks from today, the Lord is going to blow your mind. You have bunch of peace. Receive that anointing. Receive that power. Receive that grace. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord give you bunch of peace. May the Lord give you bunch of peace. Keys to houses. Keys to cars. Keys to warehouses. Keys to shops. Keys to schools. Receive that anointing. Receive that power. Receive that oil. In the name of Jesus. Clap your hands. Give the Lord a shout. Give Jesus a shout.
Sit down for 1 minute. Now when you are going out, you keep locking things.
How come you know all the keys? Because they are yours. The keys are many, but you know which one to use. When you see somebody trying to fidget, trying many keys, it's not the owner. Hello? God is giving you access. God is giving you open reward. Many of you, you have done something secretly. You have prayed. You've done kindness. You've shown kindness. You've shown dangerous seeds. And they were secret. I bow my knees before the Lord. And I speak into your life. Open reward. 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 In the name of Jesus, clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Number two, how did she change the mind of God? By covenant. Shout covenant. Covenant commits God in your life. Hello? Many things we read in the Bible are promises. After you pray, what commits God is the way of covenant. Amen. She looked into God after her prayer. She said, God, you don't have a prophet. It's because all the women that are giving birth, all the men that are giving birth, they want all their children to become lawyers. They want their children to become medical doctors. to become fashion designers, to become great models, newscasters or news anchors. But none of them is willing to give their child for the service of God. So Hannah said, hey God, I know what it is. God said, what's up? Say, hey, you need a prophet. I got you right there. You need a prophet. Give me a son. I'll give you what? A prophet. I know you are in need. You never spoke to anybody about it, but I know. There are no prophets because nobody has given his son or her son to your service. But when you give me a son, I'll give the child to you to serve you. So she used covenant to change the mind of God. Is somebody hearing me at all? She used what? Covenants to change the mind of God. Amen. Psalm 50 verse 5. Psalm 50 verse 5. Gather my saints together to me, those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. Amen. You can be born again. It's one level. Another level is to be a believer, where you walk in faith. Another level is when you walk by covenant. She used covenant to change God's mind. You see, when the word of God is coming, some of you are dropping seeds on the altar. Nobody told you, but you are doing it. You are entering into covenant with God. That is how it is done. That God, this word I have heard, this is my sweat. Sikai Emoja, this is my blood. I'm giving it to you. Are you getting my point? This is my sweat, this is my blood. So once you do that, you enter into covenant with God. That's how it is. Amen. So she used covenant to change God's mind. The next thing, the last one that she used in changing God's mind for a breakthrough, for a season of newness, is her reception to prophecy. Amen. When Eli came, Eli said, go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you your request. And the Bible said, and the woman left church that day, and her countenance was no longer sad. Praise be to God. Her reception to the prophetic word, how you receive God's word, determines the reward you receive in life. When you doubt, the Bible said, anyone who doubts must not stand to receive anything from God. Because the one who doubts is unstable in many ways. Are you hearing me? So she received God's word. Simple word from the mouth of the servant of God. Go in peace. May the God of Israel grant you your request. So the woman went away and ate, and her face was no longer sad. That was what broke the back of barrenness out of her life. What is your attitude to God's word? How do you respond to the word of God? How do you position yourself to receive God's word anytime it is preached to you? When we say you are going to drive, when you leave church, go and mark your parking space. Because the word of God will become flesh in your life. You know, you not shout amen. When you are driving through town and you see houses, apartments. So as for me, I'll be on the second floor in the corner. Mark your place there. Don't pass and say, oh, Sikedro. That is why you are like that. So blood money. Every house you see, blood money. But you know the source of the money, but you don't have some. Mark it. As for this door, that is my door. Mark it. Speak that word. Amen. The greatest prophet in your life is the word, is you yourself. The word that you believe. Hello. The word that you speak and you believe. That's the greatest prophet. Praise be to God. The prophetic word is powerful. Let's read Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17 and then we will pray. Anytime prophetic word comes, there's always a countermeasure from the camp of the enemy to stop it. The only time prophetic word comes, it reveals what God wants to do in the lives of his people. I prophesy that you will not bury your loved ones. I declare that you will not bury your loved ones. You will not bury your spouse, your children. You will not bury those who are dear to you. They will live and prosper. They will enjoy their full lifespan. In the name of Jesus. Look at that. Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 17. Praise be to God. Again, proclaim, prophesy, announce, say, thus says the Lord of hosts, my cities shall again spread out through prosperity. The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. Go ahead. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah. Judah means praise. That has scattered Israel. It means one who is triumphant with God. That has scattered Jerusalem. It means the peace of God's people. When the prophetic word came, then the enemy sent four horns. Then he said that after I saw the four horns, then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. Another verse will tell you four carpenters. One of the major tools of carpenters is what? Hammer. Shout hammer. He said, what are they coming to do? So what are these coming to do? These are the horns that scatter Judah. Scatter your prophetic word. Scatter your praise. Scatter your peace. Your power with God. So that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them. I prophesy into your hands. Any horn that's been sent by the enemy to scatter your joy and your peace and your power with God, let those horns scatter by fire. Shall I say scatter by fire? Scatter by fire. Any opposition from hell to stop your praise, to stop your peace, to stop your power with God, as you clap your hands right now, we scatter the opposition. Let it scatter. Let it scatter. Let it scatter. Let it scatter. In the name of Jesus. So the craftsmen, the carpenters, are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. Rise to your feet tonight. I sense the oil of newness coming upon you. Listen, those of you that when people gossip about you, it pains you so much. Get ready, because new gossip is about to come. You are not hearing me. You are not hearing me. New God, you know why? God is going to bless you so much that people who know nothing about it, they'll begin to talk like they know you. Hello? I'm telling you, God is going to do something. It will be unbelievable. I say it will be unbelievable that God is going to cause it to happen in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray tonight? I can't hear you. Are you ready to pray tonight? Hallelujah. We are about to pray. The first prayer is that every point of reference that makes people to mock at you and your God by prayer, by force, let that reference be taken out of your life. 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 5. Look at it. 1 Samuel 2 verse 5. Did they say you are a beggar? God will take it away. Yes. Someone shouted amen. He didn't say that as for you are a sickler. As for you, you suffer promise and fail. That name will change. Those who are full, after Hannah gave birth to seven children, she composed a song. She said, those who are full have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry has ceased to hunger. Even the barren has born how many? And she who has many children has become feeble. Listen, it's not how people have started that is the issue, but how they will end. And I prophesy you will end well. I say you will end well. I say you will end well. What was she saying? She was saying that those who used to be full, satisfied, they have not entered into labor to be satisfied. But as for her that used to be hungry, she's now full. Then she said, she that used to be barren, she now has 7 children. Then she said, the one who used to have children is now becoming feeble. Another version will tell you that she pines away. It means that the woman, Penina, started burying her children.
Jesus.
Penina started doing what? Burying her children. That is why when God lifts you up, be careful how you judge people. See, when God has shown you mercy, thank God for your life. The farthest you can do is to pray for other people. But don't use your position to bully people around, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. Penina didn't know that this woman will give birth to 7 children and she'll begin to waste away. Do you know what it is? God forbid that you bury your own children.
Amen.
Do you know what it is for you to bury your own child? The one you're giving birth to. Hello? The painful thing is that you started a business, then someone comes to you that he wants to buy your shop and everything in it. So you are not selling it. So I want to give you $100,000. So I'm not selling it. So $200,000. I'm not selling it. So what about $250,000? I'm leaving you. He said, don't go. Is it by check or cash? You want to continue the business, but the money they bought you out. Stretch your hands here. Any reference point in your life, the Lord will take it away.
Amen.
When God takes it out, he will give you overtaking spirit.
Amen.
God will give you overtaking spirit.
Amen.
You run an overtaking life. Shout yes.
Yes.
Stretch your hands here. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shout Heavenly Father.
Father,
tonight, from the place of prayer, I speak into my life, into my family, this house, any reference that takes away your glory out of my life, tonight, let that reference be taken away. Be taken away in the name of Jesus. Any name on my life that has not seen you glory, shout tonight by fire,
by fire,
by power,
by power.
Let that name
be taken away,
taken away
in the name
of Jesus. Stretch us towards the altar. Lift up your right hand. The childless woman has now become a mother of 7 children. Childless. Lift up your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Is anybody about to give birth in this place? Are you ready to deliver something before the year ends? Stretch forth your hands towards the altar.
Judges chapter 8, verse 28.
Any satanic horn lifted against you to scatter your joy, your power with God,
Jesus,
and your peace. We will crush those horns. And they cannot lift up their heads again.
Amen.
Before this month will be over, certain enemies God promise and fail.
Jesus.
Some of you suffer near breakthrough syndrome. You are close but you don't enter. You will for those enemies and they shall be no more.
Amen.
I prophesy, you will not only come here, but you will enter.
Amen.
I say you will enter.
Amen.
I said you will enter.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Anyone who has promised you anything good, I prophesy from the altar of God.
Please.
May they fulfill it in your life.
Amen.
May they fulfill it in your life.
Amen.
May they fulfill it in your life.
Amen.
Every satanic warfare has been declared over your financial destiny, over your family. We call the warfare to come to an end. Let it come to an end. Shout it, say, come to an end.
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 Every warfare,
declared
over your marital destiny. Over your finances,
over your children,
over your next level, let it come to an end. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Listen, the Bible says, thus Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted their heads no more. Listen, I don't know who is determined to put you to shame, but after this prayer, are you here tonight? After this prayer, they will no longer lift up their heads in your life again.
Amen.
I said they will give up on you forever.
Amen.
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 God is giving you the capacity to subdue.
Jesus.
Hey, I see you having the upper hand. You are having the upper hand.
Please.
You are having the upper hand.
Please.
Shout the
yes. Yes.
So that they lifted their heads no more. And the country was quiet for 40 years in the days of Gideon. Listen, when some people are subdued in your life, there are certain battles you will not see again. Are you hearing me? There are battles in your life, specific battles, because of the presence of some people. The day they leave your life, that battle is over. I don't know who they are, but God knows who they are. And tonight we silence them in prayer.
Amen.
I say we silence them in prayer.
Amen.
Let their voice in your life be muted in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We silence them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you must be promoted a long time ago, but someone says something that appears to be true. That is all what you deserve is not given to you. But tonight we silence them. Listen, some of those people, they are powerful. That is why David will pray a prayer to God and say, Lord, make the counsel of Ahithophel a foolishness. Hey, when Ahithophel speaks against you, you want to take yourself out, but it is too late. There are some people, they have the gift of words. Brother, when they conspire against you, unless you take communion and fast, else their words will capture you and put you at one place. But tonight you are coming out.
Amen.
You are coming out.
Amen.
You are coming out.
Amen.
God will subdue them before you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Your life will become quiet. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday I called somebody and I said, haven't you realized that it looks like Pastor Daniel, it has become quiet lately? The person said, I have not taken notice. I said, I have taken notice. Pastor Daniel, a time came, man. Boy, haven't you heard? Pastor Daniel. I said, a bee. Amen?
Amen.
God will subdue them.
Amen.
I said, God will subdue them.
Amen.
See, there will be quietness around your business.
Amen.
Your life will be quiet.
Amen.
Listen, not that they don't want to talk, but the power to talk, God has taken it out of their hands.
Amen.
Maybe you don't understand what I'm telling. Let me tell you something. There is a miracle God will give you. People will be afraid to be your enemies. You know what I said? There is a miracle God will give you, that people who are your enemies will be afraid to own up that I am his enemy.
Jesus.
Because the moment they own up, the people will stand and fight them. You hear me?
Yeah.
A miracle is coming. Not many hours from today. That will silence your enemies for life. Those who say you will not go far, it's true. You are going very, very far.
Amen.
Very, 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 very far. You succeed.
Amen.
You blossom.
Amen.
You flourish.
Amen.
You count your blessings.
Amen.
You name them one by one. Shout
yes.
We are coming against satanic horns that want to scatter your joy. There is something in your life that gives you peace of mind. An enemy wants to scatter it. That's why you must not take your peace for granted. Those of you who prayed for things and the things came and you have relaxed, please don't relax. Please stretch your hands. I don't know what horn the enemy has sent to scatter your testimony in this season. It shall not prosper.
Amen.
Anything sent to scatter your joy, it shall not stand.
Amen.
This is a final prayer. How many of you are ready to pray tonight? My God. When you pray, okay, let me show you a scripture. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14. Hello? Are you here tonight? Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14. Look at this scripture and then we pray. Let me show you the power of your prayer. Look at it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you speak this word, behold, I will make my words in your mouth fire, and these people wood, and they shall devour them. Anyone who stands as an opposition, fire will burn them.
Amen.
Hey, it will burn them.
Amen.
It means that the shame they have planned for you, it will fall on their own heads.
Amen.
So in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
say by fire, by force,
by fire, by force,
I come against
every
horn of the enemy,
every horn of the enemy,
release from hell,
release from hell,
scatter my joy,
scatter my joy,
my peace,
my peace,
and my power with God,
my power with God.
As I pray right now, let that horn
scatter.
Position
against my life,
my family,
my career,
this house,
to mock
at my God,
and my life,
I declare,
as I said,
the fire,
of the Holy Ghost,
let our position.
Under the covering
of the blood of Jesus,
I enter my father's house,
and my mother's house,
every opposition,
by an altar, by a deity,
to scatter
my quietness,
my praise,
my joy,
and power with God,
your assignment,
against my life,
has come to an end,
therefore,
let the word of the Lord,
scatter,
by fire,
in the name of Jesus,
right now,
I cover
my family,
cover my siblings,
my spouse, my children,
my career,
in the blood of Jesus,
in your position,
to divert,
my blessings,
in your position,
to delay, miracle,
what are you waiting for,
scatter,
in the name of Jesus,
by the oil of newness,
I walk
in the manifestation
of my blessing.
I walk
in the reality,
of greatness.
I walk
in the reality,
of
breakthrough,
testimony,
success,
in the name
of Jesus.
I enter
my marital,
favor.
My career, favor.
My next level,
promotion,
favor.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
remember me
tonight,
change
my story.
Your hands.
Father Yahweh, a dimension of signs and wonders. We thank you for the release of the oil of newness. We thank you for shutting the door against the old and granting us access into the new. Father, we thank you for granting us the capacity to walk in the realities of the new life. How people used to know us is over. They are going to see new dimensions of your blessings upon our lives. We thank you because our eyes can behold the new. Our spirits can behold the best you have kept for the last. We thank you, Father, that our faces are no longer sad. We thank you for the visitation tonight. We thank you for the turnaround. Receive all the glory and adoration. Thank you for the healings. Thank you for the deliverances. Thank you for the sudden open doors. Thank you for the remembrances. Thank you for the liftings. Thank you for the restorations. Thank you for the profit and abundance. Thank you for the release of oil for ministry. Thank you for changing our names. May your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Give the Lord a share.
You made a way.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We believe you have been blessed, uplifted, and transformed by the Word of God. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and as well follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Peacekeepers Assembly and on Twitter at Peacekeepers International for more updates. Or call our office on 054-6764-890. God bless you.